Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of my precious brothers and sisters. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. We are in studio tonight, Wednesday. I know it's a little late, but we got to get in our Manna from Heaven. And I'm truly excited about this series, as I am every week. Every week I'm excited about each and every series that God would have me to share with my flock, the sheep, the congregation that he has so graced me to shepherd in my retirement, because I was retired, guys. But listen, when you guys make pies and rhubarb pies and cherry pies and pumpkin pies and Bev Close made a pumpkin pie for Men's Fellowship that didn't have a crust to it. I'm still dreaming about that pumpkin pie. Yeah, when, you know, pies will bring me out of retirement. So thank you, Lord. The Lord knew my weakness, and he knew how to draw me out. So I'm a happy camper. I'm so blessed to be the pastor of this wonderful church. What a blessing the Lord has bestowed upon me. So I count it all a joy every time we get together to talk about God's word. Well, we're looking at the scripture text in Exodus chapter 7. Exodus 7. Our theme for this 31st series is, it's time to take the fight to Pharaoh. It's time to take the fight to Pharaoh. Our scripture text is Exodus chapter 7, starting at verse 8, and we'll work our way down to verse number 12, which is our key verse. Exodus 7, 8 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, Show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, Take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before Pharaoh's servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantments, for they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods." Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We praise your name. Lord, how we love you, and we only love you because you first loved us. Thank you, Lord, for this great salvation that you have granted to each and every one of us. We do not take our salvation for granted. And Lord, we ask you to bless us today, bless us tonight. We pray for the sick. There are many sick. There are many in need of a divine touch. There are many right now, Lord, who could use a hospital visit from you, Lord. Lord, we pray for your touch on their bodies. We pray for those who are depressed. We pray for those who are downcast. We pray, Lord, that you would inspire them, cause them to get up filled with joy, filled with happiness. You are the answer to all of our problems and to all of our situations. You and you alone, Lord, you and you alone are our great shepherd. The psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack anything. I shall not be in want of anything, because our shepherd supplies all our needs." Bless us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We spoke on Monday how God heard the cry of the children of Israel. He witnessed their affliction. He saw the abuse that his covenant people were under the reign, the dictatorship of Pharaoh. And God, in so seeing and in so hearing what his people were going through, he commissions both Moses and Aaron as pastors. This commission is found in Exodus chapter 3 and in Exodus chapter 4. Also, the Lord, in this commissioning to Moses, declares to Moses that the battle is not Moses' battle, but the Lord's. In other words, that as Moses goes as God's representative, along with his brother Aaron, God would add his supernatural to their natural. In other words, the heavy lifting in the battle belongs to the Lord. Moses was commissioned by God at the burning bush to confront the mere man. Who was this mere man? Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Pharaoh tended to be a god. Pharaoh, who brutally enslaved God's elect, God's chosen people. By contrast, we are commissioned. Yes, we, you and I. We, the body of Christ. We, the saints of God. We are commissioned to confront a fallen angel. What is the name of this angel? Well, we know him today as Satan. That's one of his names. He has many aliases. But we, unlike Moses was commissioned to confront a man who thought himself to be a god. We are commissioned to confront a fallen angel who desperately wants to be God, who has spiritually enslaved humanity. That's where we left off on Monday. Today, the fight card is laid out before us. You know, when I was a young man in New York City, when I lived in New York City, it was great to go to Madison Square Garden and see the fights. They had boxing, they had wrestling, and I used to work down there in the Garment Center, and it was easy for me to go past the Empire State Building, past the Macy's Building, where the big Macy's store was, and to go right towards Madison Square Garden and to see who was on the fight card. The fight card listed all the fights of that night, who was going to be fighting who, and what the ticket sales were, and how many rounds each fight was going to be. Some of the fights were lightweight, flyweight, middleweight, heavyweight. So there was always a fight card, wrestling or boxing. And if you were interested, you could go purchase your ticket for the night and go see the fights. Well, right here in Exodus chapter 7, we get the fight card. Who's on the fight card? Well, God versus Satan. God versus Satan. Then it's Moses versus Pharaoh. Then it's Aaron versus the wise men, the sorcerers, the magicians of Egypt. That's the fight card. So now, God and Satan you don't see. God and Satan, God is spirit, God is invisible. Satan, a fallen angel, likewise invisible, but that's the fight card. God versus Satan. Then you could see Moses. And Moses' counterpart was Pharaoh. That was Moses' counterpart. Remember, God says to Moses, when Pharaoh looks at you, he's going to think you to be his counterpart. He's going to think you to be his God, to be a God. And Aaron, your prophet. Aaron, your sidekick. Aaron, your assistant. So Pharaoh is going to view you as his direct enemy. And Aaron's direct enemy will be the magicians and the sorcerers and the wise men of Egypt. And that's how it developed. We read here, it says, and Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before Pharaoh's servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh, not to be outdone by Moses, Pharaoh says to Moses, okay, you have someone who could
take a rod and turn it into the serpent. Here are my guys. Okay, so you can see God and Satan are in the background. Moses and Pharaoh are clashing. Moses has his one guy. Pharaoh has his many guys. Here's a little nugget of truth. Moses' rod is a shepherd's rod. The God of Psalm 23 is a shepherd. Moses and Aaron are shepherds. So it's the shepherds against the tyrants. You know, it's just like you have the Yankees, the New York Yankees, and you have the New York Mets, and you have the Los Angeles Lakers, and you have the Boston Celtics. Well, you have the Hebrew shepherds versus the Egyptian tyrants. That would be the names of the opposing armies. The Hebrew shepherds versus the Egyptian tyrants. Now, birds have a shepherd's rod, and tyrants have a scepter. That's what they have. They have a scepter. The scepter of tyranny, if you will. So, as you will see from tonight onward, the shepherd's rod always wins in the battle. It's always the shepherd's rod that defeats the rod of tyranny. Listen to me, saints. It's the church going out into the community. It's the church marching into the regions that Satan controls, who is our Pharaoh. It's the church who goes with the loving kindness of God, the great shepherd. It's the church marching with a shepherd's rod that always defeats Satan's rod of tyranny. You know, Satan enslaves people. Look at how many people are enslaved to alcohol. How many people are enslaved to sex or pornography. How many people are enslaved to drugs. Think about how many people are enslaved to gambling. I was at Stewart's today wanting to get a drink, and there was a guy in front of me, and he just kept buying one ticket after another. And I kid you not, I probably stood there for 5 minutes because every time he told the young lady, go get me this ticket number, the lady went and got him that one, and then he's looking over there and says, okay, get me number 19. And they have these ticket numbers numbered, these lottery tickets numbered, and she's going over, and he comes back, and he's pondering, and I'm saying, when am I going to be taken care of? I need to leave. I need to go. And this guy spent literally 5 minutes making up his mind, picking out the cards that he wanted to buy, and it was like $100-something that he bought in lottery tickets. I couldn't believe it. An addiction. See? An addiction, all kinds of addictions, all kinds of enslavement methods that Satan has on people. So we go with the shepherd's staff liberating souls while Satan with his rod of tyranny enslaves souls. So Aaron threw down his rod. And the wise men and the magicians and the sorcerers threw down their rods, the rods of tyranny, and the fight began. Now, what was the outcome of the fight? What was the outcome that night? Well, God defeated Satan. Moses defeated Pharaoh. Aaron defeated the wise men, the sorcerers, and the magicians. Here's the text. It says, then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now, the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they too did cast down every man his rod, referring to the sorcerers put down their rod and the magicians put down their rod and the wise men. And this is all plural, guys. We're not given a number of wise men. There must have been many. There must have been many sorcerers. There must have been many magicians. Maybe outnumbering Aaron 50 to 1. We don't know. There could have been anywhere from 20 magicians, 20 wise men, 20 sorcerers. You add that up, 320s, that's 60. Maybe that's too much. Maybe there were 10 wise men and 10 sorcerers, 10 magicians. Well, that's 30 to 1. When you have 30 to 1 odds, it's unlikely that you're going to win a fight. And yet, my brothers and sisters, Aaron's shepherd staff began to swallow all the Egyptian rods, made them disappear, reduced their number to zero. You see, my brothers and sisters, the battle over souls is the battle of attrition. Attrition, ATTRITION, the battle of attrition. What's attrition? Attrition is the gradual reduction of an army's numbers and strength. What was swallowed? The rods. Aaron put down his rod, came a serpent. The wise men, the magicians, the sorcerers, maybe 10 in number each, 30 to 1. One snake battling 30 snakes. One by one, Aaron's shepherd staff began to swallow. And every time he swallowed one, you see, perhaps, and let's take the number 30 as an example. Let's say it's 30 to 1, and here comes Aaron's serpent, and he swallows one. Now there's 29. And he goes and attacks another, and he swallows one, and it makes it 28. And by the end of the contest, there were zero Egyptian rods/serpents left. It's a battle of attrition. The gradual reduction of an army's numbers. Every time a soldier on the battlefield gets cut down, you know, when you think of the battles between Israel and the Philistines, which were battles that were had by sword and shield, right? Every time an Israelite soldier cut down a Philistine, you reduce a number on that side. And every time a Philistine soldier cut down an Israelite, you reduce the number on the other side. It's the battle of attrition, last man standing. Battles become a bloodbath on both sides. The gradual reduction of an army's number, and when the numbers start going down, the strength of the army is also reduced. Well, at the end of the day, Aaron's rod slash serpent had made disappear, had reduced the number of what the magicians and the sorcerers and the wise men cast down to zero. On the Egyptian side, nothing was standing. On the Hebrew side, everything was standing. The shepherd's rod, the pastoral ministry, will always neutralize the rod of tyranny. As God commissions us to go forth two by two, as Jesus sent his 12 and then the 70, as we go out two by two, then we too can say, Lord Jesus, even the devils were subject to us by your name. My brothers and sisters, the shepherd's rod always defeat Satan's rod of tyranny. Yes, Satan has people under his control tonight, as that man who bought the $100 plus in those tickets, the people who are strung out on drugs and alcohol, the people just caught up, mired in sex addictions and marijuana addictions and crystal meth addictions and you name it. There's all kinds of addictions. America is drowning in addictions. Well, who's Lee? Who has those people under his control? Satan does. But as the church goes forth, because God said to Moses and Aaron, go to Pharaoh. That's what we have to do. We must go to the streets. We must go door to door. We must confront the powers unseen in the name of Jesus and begin to set the captives free. Well, that'll do it for today. Be ready. Get ready for tomorrow. We're getting back into it tomorrow. I'm going to show you how throughout, nothing beats the shepherd's staff. Nothing beats that rod that Moses has and that Aaron uses. That rod, that shepherd's staff, is invincible. It has never been beaten by Satan, and it will never be beaten by Satan because it is the rod of God. Tune in tomorrow for more. God bless you. Have a great evening. Until tomorrow.
Name them one by one.